The sleeping bag I'm in smells of smoke. Smoke from a wood fire that, if my memory serves me correctly, back in February, March, I was sleeping by to try and maintain some level of life force just to survive the night. The last time I slept outdoors was then, and it was, I think, -7 at night. It was bloody cold, but it was part of a bushcraft kind of weekend away that I was doing, so it was all about survival, really. My body feels relatively warm right now. I'm in the roof of Bongo Mentally, the Mazda Bongo camper van I'm sometimes seen driving. And I'm outside Dave's house, Dave Buddha Magnet. Dave and his lovely lady wife and kids are asleep in the house. And tonight I've had a really nice evening. I have not thought much about the fact right now I'd be preparing to catch a plane and fly to Perugia for the Media 140 event. News has kind of spread on Twitter that any moment now planes will be flying above my head because I'm actually in the Gatwick flight path. Because it appears the powers that be have decided that the ash is not as bad as it was anymore and that we can take to the skies once again. Well, my flight, as were many other of the team members of Media 140, has been cancelled. And to start rebooking all that kind of stuff is an awful lot of faff. And you never know if you're going to get back. These ash clouds could apparently go on for months and months, so no major rush to get stranded far, far away. Speaking of which, Illico, head of mobile for Reuters, is still in New York, has my iPad, which he very, very kindly bought for me. I will pay him back as he gets to the UK, but he has been unavoidably delayed. Doesn't seem to be suffering too much as he enjoys the sights and sounds and the networking. I bet he's really getting to know New York, so I wish him all the best and hope that he can get back. Not, you know, just because he's carrying an iPad, but because he might at this point want to start getting back now to an element of normality. And kind of in the place of the trip to Perugia, which I've put out of my mind now because I don't want to get bothered by the not being able to go. I was very much, I guess, subconsciously looking forward to going to Italy because it's been a long time since I've been back there, and I'm quarter Italian, and my grandmother was talking about how wonderful the area of Perugia is, and it's the kind of place that she would have moved to given the chance, her being from the north in Sondrio around Lake Como. It's pretty beautiful as well, so I thought, wow, Perugia must be amazing around that region. So some other time perhaps. Instead, I'm hoping to set up with the help of some very good people who will be mentioned, no doubt, close to the time, a kind of streaming TV channel for the day to talk and document about the whole Media 140 thing, get some people in talking, and hopefully get some juicy bandwidth with this location, I think, that we've nailed, which is effectively a nuclear bunker with its own satellite connection, which would be nice. So what better way to survive volcano catastrophes and debilitating dust clouds than in a nuclear bunker whilst we stream to the rest of the world. I am exhausted. It's, I don't know what time, after midnight. And there is a cold air on my face because the roof of this camper van is yet to warm up. I have the wonderful ability to view the stars from where I am as well. If I just slide back a panel, I have a very, very nice view of some trees and some stars, and what looks like a very large cloud or volcano plume. Who knows? There's a main road not too far away, but traffic is very, very sporadic out here. Right. I think it's bedtime. This is me signing off from inside the roof of my camper van. Very trialed. Very tired. Maybe trialed as well. As you may be able to tell, my vocabulary has been stolen by a couple of bottles of fine red wine. And I know I'm going to be dreaming some pretty intense dreams because David has plied me with fine, fine curry, which always has that effect. If I wake up screaming, it's going to freak him out more than me. Night-night, everybody.